CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in New Albany, Ohio, north of Columbus, say there's been a shooting at a warehouse. One person is dead. Police Chief Greg Jones.
This has been a very tragic situation. You know, our thoughts go out to the victims, their families, and everybody that works at this facility. This is something that we hope that would never happen in our community, but we prepare for it. And this is where we are now.
Police say they believe they know where the shooter is. A proposal out of nowhere from a joint White House press conference with President Trump and Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the president.
You see things others refuse to see. You say things others refuse to say. And on after the jaws drop, people scratch their heads and they say, you know, he's right.
President Trump says he wants the U.S. to take ownership of the Gaza Strip.
Level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Is the U.S. looking into El Salvador's offer to imprison American criminals? Secretary of State Marco Rubio calls the offer unprecedented.
That's an offer President Bukele made. Obviously, we'll have to study it on our end. There are obviously legalities involved.
The State Department has described El Salvador's prisons as harsh and dangerous. Almost all remaining employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development are being put on leave this Friday night, according to an email sent to staff. CBS's Sarah Cook says employees overseas have also been ordered to come home within 30 days, some of them anyway, with few exceptions.
USAID will consider case-by-case exceptions. They cite some examples being personal or familial medical needs, pregnancy, and other reasons.
Thousands of USAID employees have already been laid off after President Trump ordered a freeze on foreign aid. The Postal Service has temporarily stopped accepting parcels from China and Hong Kong. This affects packages from Temu and Shein, among others, but not letters or magazines. Customers of an almost always open restaurant chain will be paying a bit more.
High egg prices have caught up with Waffle House. The popular restaurant chain is putting a 50 cent per egg surcharge on its meals for the time being. Waffle House says it can no longer eat the high price of eggs. It has to pass on some of its higher cost to customers.
CBS's Jim Crisula, he says bird flu is forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens a month, leading to egg shortages. We've learned that President Trump is going to the Super Bowl. He'll be the first sitting president to do so. The game is Sunday in New Orleans, the Chiefs against the Eagles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs and a proud member of Navy Federal Credit Union. I was just an E3 when I first joined Navy Federal, and now I'm a middle-aged guy, and Navy Federal is still coming in clutch. With flexible savings, investing options, even high-interest certificates that you can add money to anytime during your term. And one day all those savings are going to equal a new boat. See why Navy Federal Credit Union means it when they say our members are the mission. Savings products are insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A city in Florida is trying to keep spring breakers from visiting.
The 90-second video almost looks like MTV's Jersey Shore.
Miami Beach, here we come!
But the partying on the beach for the fake spring breakers quickly goes south.
You're drinking in public. That's not allowed. This speaker, that's not allowed.
Rule after rule after rule.
The video was put out on social media by the city of Miami Beach, offering up sun.
What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do.
We didn't know the rules.
With a side of possible violations.
DUI checkpoints.
You think I want it to be like this?
Police.
You have to take off your tents.
$100 parking.
No, no, the video says the show is fake, but that the rules are very real. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Ratings for the Grammy Awards dipped from last year despite the tension over whether Beyoncé would win Album of the Year. Nielsen, the ratings service, says Sunday night's broadcast on CBS was seen by 15.4 million people, down from 16.9 million last year. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow in the overnight. Cloudy skies and east wind developing and lows in the lower 20s. We'll see some flurries and snow continue into your Wednesday. Could mix a little freezing rain later in the afternoon. Highs right near freezing. It's 21 at our studios. A thousand people in the street.
rolling sides, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside, you
enter a county line,
inside, outside, you
Santa Cruz and
Trent, inside, outside,
you the
inside, outside, you
all over Manhattan,
inside, outside, you
and down the Bohemian Way,
inside, outside,
everybody's gone serving
USA.
for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sweet as the punch.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Home.
Baby, baby,
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
dedicated to the one I love.
When I wake CBS News Brief. President Trump's unveiled his vision for Gaza, a U.S. takeover that would turn the territory into a luxury resort area.
We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site, and get rid of the destroyed building.
He says Palestinians would be relocated. FBI workers have gone to court over a list demanded by the Trump administration of January 6th investigators. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a pair of lawsuits, FBI agents and employees who remain anonymous argue that this list is a violation of privacy, of due rights, and a security threat.
Police in Ohio say they're looking for a person of interest in a mass shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in New Albany. Police Chief Greg Jones.
At this point, we have one confirmed fatality. We have five that were transported to the hospital.
No word on a possible motive. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the